Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana lawmakers will return to the state capitol after the Mardi Gras holiday to debate replacing $1 billion in expiring taxes for a special session called Friday by Governor John Bel Edwards in hopes of averting deep budget cuts. The 17-day session will begin February 19th at 4 p.m. It must end by March 7th. Edwards called the special session, even though it's unclear if he'll have enough votes from House Republicans to pass taxes, a benchmark he had previously set. In a statement, the governor has said he feels confident about coming to an area of compromise, though he didn't describe what exactly that compromise might include. As part of the budget deal President Trump signed into law last Friday, the National Flood Insurance Program was extended until next month, but the deal fails to provide a long-term fix for the underfunded program. The need for flood insurance became very clear after Hurricane Harvey put parts of Texas and Louisiana underwater. The problem is the National Flood Insurance Program is not sustainable the way it's currently set up. Seth Chandler specializes in insurance law at the University of Houston Law Center. He shared his thoughts with Texas Public Media.
The main concern is that it is deeply in debt and continues to be a source of taxpayer subsidy, so that people in non-flood areas are continuing to subsidize people in flood areas.
Chandler says the continuing resolution that Congress passed simply kicks the can down the road instead of addressing the problem.
The way to make it sustainable is to both increase the premiums, particularly in the more flood-prone areas, and also to use science to draw maps that more accurately reflect risk.
Lawmakers have until March 23rd to come up with either another short-term extension or a long-term solution for the National Flood Insurance Program. For the second time in as many months, a North Louisiana public school district is accused in a federal lawsuit of promoting Christianity in violation of the Constitution. This time, the defendants are the Bossier Parish School Board and the Bossier School's superintendent. According to a report by the Associated Press, a federal lawsuit filed by four parents says officials throughout the Bossier system coerce students into religious practices in class, at athletic contests, graduation ceremonies, and other events. The suit was filed Wednesday in U.S. District Court in Shreveport by attorneys with Americans United for Separation of Church and State. A similar suit filed in December by the American Civil Liberties Union is pending against the school board in neighboring Webster Parish. An autopsy of a fraternity pledge at Texas State University who died during an initiation ritual has found that he had a blood alcohol content level more than four times the legal limit to drive in Texas. The autopsy report obtained by the Austin American Statesman revealed that 20-year-old Matthew Ellis's blood alcohol content was 0.38. No charges have been filed. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of 49 degrees today. No rain is in the forecast, but it increases to 20% on Tuesday. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, 34 degrees and cloudy, 37 and cloudy in Alexandria-Pineville, and 35 degrees and cloudy in Lufkin-Nacogdoches. This is Red River Radio News.